Well, hey there, Darren Garman here, and I want to welcome you to this week's podcast. I am really looking forward to sharing some information with you on this podcast. And as you saw, based on the title, which got you to check this podcast out in the first place, it has to do with success. And I am I'm not one that thinks I know everything about it. I'm not one that thinks I'm in that elite successful category. So in no way do I want anybody to think that I'm talking down to them. That's definitely not the case. But a couple of interesting things is, one, I think I've got a pretty good idea, at least in a real general level, of what it takes to be a successful person, a successful investor, successful not only in life, but in other things that you do. Whether it's athletics, whether it's, as I said before, investing or anything else. I think we've got a pretty good general idea on what it takes. As someone that grew up in small town Iowa in a two-bedroom house living with my grandmother and grandfather and uncle and mother, no father around, and I won't drag you through all of the things that I went through growing up. That's a long therapy session. I'm not going to do that. But bottom line is, to come from that to working as I grew up working at a prison as a prison guard, to achieving what I have today, I know a little bit about it. And I think I can share some points that I think will resonate with a lot of you, that will cause you to at least mentally nod your head, and maybe even provide some new information and some things that can be useful to you. And so let's talk about that. Let's talk about why it takes a freaking mess to be successful, because that's really what success is. It's the result of really making a freaking mess. And what do I mean by freaking mess? I don't mean, you know, being messy and, you know, walking out of the house and, you know, without clean clothes or not combing your hair, or I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about making a mess in your home or office where it looks like, you know, a tornado went through there. By the way, you should see some of the units that our residents lease from us sometimes, and you'd think a tornado, maybe three, went through their apartments. But anyway, so I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting out of your comfort zone and doing things that are messy and doing things that make you really uncomfortable, knowing that you're not going to get it right, knowing that getting on it the first time, second time, hell, the 10th time, you're not going to really be successful at it. Okay, knowing that rarely do you go from point A to point B quickly. And here's the interesting thing. Most people won't do that and are not wired to do that and are not wired to put up with the mess it takes in order to get from where they are to where they want to be. And this is in anything. This is in athletics especially, investing especially, hell, losing weight especially. I mean, let's just use those three things. So let's talk about losing weight for a second. So most of the country is overweight. And I'm going to tell you the main reason why that is. The main reason is that the people that are overweight, and know they are, and know they should be doing something about it, are not making enough of a mess in order to fix it. Okay, so again, by mess, I mean they're not getting out of their comfort zone. They're not doing the things that make their life messy, i.e., exercising, working out, eating smarter, making better decisions on when they sleep, what they spend their time doing, those kind of things. And so when they're not willing to do that, or in most cases, they're willing to do it, but only for a short period of time. And then when they don't get that dramatic, instant kind of success that they're looking for, then they say, screw it, I'm just going to go back to what I was doing before, right? So when the person doesn't lose 15 pounds in a week and has gone through the process of making their life messy, they've done what's been required of them. They've worked out and they're sore. They've followed a more stricter diet and they've got maybe some hunger pains more than they're what they're used to. They've maybe adjusted their sleep. Maybe they're getting up a little bit earlier and it's kind of harder to get out of bed earlier. Okay. Maybe they've done that for maybe 7 to 10 days. Hell, maybe 2 weeks. But when they don't drop 15 to 18 pounds, when they're not getting that, wow, gigantic result, what do? They go back to what they were doing before. Why? Because of unrealistic expectations. What's the unrealistic expectation? That your life's going to be messy for a lot longer than you think. You're going to have to pay the price for a lot longer than you think in order to achieve what you really want to achieve. In this case, getting to your target weight. Same is true when it comes to athletics, really. So if you think about athletics, anybody that is a professional athlete, any professional athlete, will tell you that it took them more time, effort, energy, training, mentally, physically, more ups, more downs, more disappointments, more failures than they ever thought it would take ever to be where they're at today. If you think that a professional athlete had it easy ever since they started being an athlete in whatever sport, you're mistaken. And sadly, a lot of people think that. You know, a lot of people think that anyone that's successful when it comes to sports, wealth, investing, even the way that they look, right? Their body or how they look. No, they're lucky. How often do you hear that? Yeah, they're lucky. They were born on the right side of the tracks. They had this advantage. They had that advantage. They were lucky. Excuse after excuse after excuse. And it's all total BS, because for 99.9% of them, of anybody that is successful, they have paid the price. How did they pay it? By making a frickin' mess out of their lives, out of what they're doing, in order to continue working and achieving those goals. So let's talk about investing, right? So investment real estate's a mess, okay? Whenever you're dealing with tenants and maintenance and repairs and sob stories and rent not being paid and evictions, commercial property tenants going bankrupt. We just had, for example, one of our commercial property tenants last week who just signed a 5-year lease with us. Their number one account, which kind of a little side lesson here, by the way, was almost 90% of their income. One account decided to go with somebody else. And this was only a few months after they signed a 5-year lease. So now they're in trouble. They're gone. Okay, so even commercial tenants can be messy. Well, you got to put up with all this mess. You got to deal with this mess in order for us and for our investors to get to where we need to get to, right? Here's another example. So we just were on the tail end of finishing up with a whole bunch of improvements on our properties. And that's been one big mess, okay? Dealing with improvements, budgets being on time, being over budget in places, work not being done correctly here and there, work being done great here or there, you name it. It's been a huge mess. And the big part of that mess has been cash flow, right? Because we've been spending our money that we've been earning and making, and even more than that, on the improvements. Okay, it's been not going in our partner's pockets. It's not been going in my pocket. It's been going into the properties. Well, that's one big mess. Not only from a figurative standpoint with, you know, work and repair and maintenance being done, of course, but also when money from income from properties goes into properties instead of your investors' pockets, it's something that they're not particularly fond of. It's a mess. But they know, our investors know, that in the long run over the coming years, they're going to see a nice, a very nice return from that. And they're not in that short-term mindset where they're going to base how great things are going with the investment based on last quarter's report, right? Or on last quarter's income, because they know what's going on. So it's making sure you're seeing the forest through the trees and understanding that if you ever want to accomplish really anything worthwhile, you're going to have to go through a big freaking mess to get it. And that mess is going to last longer than you think. It's going to take more time than you think. And at the end of the day, you're going to have much more invested, and it's going to be a hell of a lot more messier than you thought it would be. And that's with anything that's worthwhile. And so, really, if you want to be somebody, and I don't care what your age is, or I don't care what your talent is, or old, young, thin, overweight, strong, weak, rich, poor, I don't care. It doesn't really matter, because what does matter is this understanding. And it's really this. It's really those people that understand that they're going to have to go through and pay the price of whatever mess they're now going to have to make. Those people that know that and understand that, and here's the important part, accept that that's going to be the case, are going to be the ones successful in anything that they do. You pick it, they're going to get there. Okay? And it's really key. The key to that is understanding that that's what it's going to take. And by the way, this doesn't mean that while all the mess is going on that they're happy about it, that they're smiling from morning to night. Okay? It doesn't mean that while all of this work and this mess is being made, and the progress is slower than what they thought it would be and that they're thinking it's going to be, and that they're happy during this whole time and just overjoyed and laughing. And no, they're not. They're not. They're as grumpy and grouchy and as ticked off about it as anybody would be. So it's not like because they understand this, they go through this accepting now that, oh, this is just great and this is the way it is. And by the way, even if they've got a really good positive attitude, you know, they get up and, you know, go through 10 affirmations on how great everything is every day. That's still not going to be enough for them to not be grouchy about how the process is, okay? But the key is accepting it and knowing that everything that you're doing is going to pay off. It will. And the payoff is going to come when it's ready to come, not when you're ready for it to come. I'm going to say that again. The payoff, the success that you want, and really anything that you're doing, is going to come when it's ready to come, not when you're ready for it to come. Because we're all ready for our success in whatever we're talking about here, investing especially. When's that going to come? We want it to come last week, right? That's when we want it to come. But it's going to come when it's ready. And that's the case in everything. And I think if, and again, I'm speaking in generalities here, I think if people understood just this concept, because it applies to everything, they would have the kind of life and have the kind of success that they want to have, and you choose the category, that they think they deserve, right? That they think they deserve. And again, I'm not trying to talk down, and I'm not trying to oversimplify it either. But I think this key piece, this is a key piece in really almost anything, from having great investment success to, you know, being the best guy in your intramural basketball team. I mean, it really applies to everything, right? It really does. And so I'll go ahead and end this podcast by really saying this. Those people that choose to pay the price of and making and understand they're going to have to be making a mess are going to be the people that have what you are looking for. And until you adopt the same kind of mindset and whatever it is you want to get or whatever it is you want to have and whatever it is you want to achieve, doesn't matter age or anything either, by the way, you're not going to have what they do, what they've got. Okay. Until that changes. And once that changes, and once you make a commitment to that change, that's when things will start to happen. Not until then. Positive thoughts aren't going to make it happen. Picturing in your mind that, you know, at the beginning of every day, that's not going to magically appear. It's through action. Action, action, action. By making a freaking mess. All right? All right. I hope you have a terrific rest of your week. I hope you have a terrific weekend. I plan on not only getting a lot of work done this weekend, I'm going to watch a little football this weekend. And hopefully you have a great weekend. All right. Talk to you later. We'll be seeing you. Bye-bye.